Hey, I just got to work. I had to lock myself in the bathroom so I could call you. Too bad you didn't pick up. Well, I didn't expect that to happen this morning. You weren't kidding about being excited to go to work on Monday. I was so nervous last Friday when I, wrote my number on my thigh. Fuck, I was so scared. I couldn't help it though. I had been watching you for weeks. I didn't even know you had noticed me. I used to pretend to read my book, trying to memorize the details of your face, the details of your body, the way you sat across from me. Sometimes you'd drift off and fall asleep with a little smile on your lips. What were you thinking about? Sometimes I would imagine that you were thinking about me as you fell asleep. If we weren't on the bus, maybe I'd try to wake you up with a surprise. I have to admit, I wore my favorite top to work today, knowing you would see it on the bus. Did you like it? I know it highlights certain things of mine in just the perfect way. It makes me feel so sexy wearing it, and today I wanted to turn your head. I sat a little closer to you this morning. You had your book out already, but there was definitely a smile on your lips as I sat down. I remember thinking how excited I was that you had on those nice black jeans of yours. I always liked how they hugged your legs nicely. I didn't know what I wanted to do, and when you didn't say anything right away, I didn't know what to do next. I thought I had scared you off. But then you moved a little in your seat, putting your bag down on the floor between your legs, your book still in front of you. I was frozen. I needed to say something, but I felt my face grow flushed as I struggled to come up with the words in my head. And then, just like that, you took one hand off your book and started to drop it to your left leg. I remember I had to remind myself to blink. I was watching you so carefully now. You started to slowly bring your hand up to rest on your crotch. At first, I thought I was imagining things, but then you slowly started to move your hand across your lap, back and forth. Slowly. If I hadn't been watching so carefully, I don't think I would have noticed. But I did. I was. I could see you move your fingers across your crotch, and because your jeans were tight, I could start to see the material move. The jeans, already snug, became more snug under your hand as your cock got harder and harder, and I could just see the outline of your rock-hard cock in your jeans. I almost started to pant in disbelief as you slowly stroked yourself lightly through your jeans. I could feel my nipples grow hard in the cool air of the bus, and I wanted to pinch them. I wanted you to pinch them. Ugh. I was imagining things when I saw a tiny spot on your jeans start to grow damp. It was right at the tip of your bold public display of affection for my body. Your black jeans grew just a little bit darker there as that tiny spot grew, and you took your hand away so I could see and brought it back to your book. Even though you were no longer touching yourself, I could see your cock moving in your pants. I could see how you would make it move for me, the spot growing a little larger now. I closed my mouth and took a breath and moved a little in my seat. I could feel myself growing moist in my underwear, one of the nice pairs I wore just in case. I don't know. I don't know what I thought was going to happen this morning. I wanted to reach down and touch myself, but My stop was next, and so I got up and rang the bell, but not before I accidentally put my hand on your knee as I went to stand up. Oh God, I briefly considered putting my hand on your cock as I stood up, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. Who are you? No, maybe I don't care. It doesn't matter. Thank you, stranger, for making my bus rides just that much hotter and more exciting.